with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donald Trump met with Arab Americans in the Detroit area yesterday in a bid to woo voters unhappy with the Gaza war. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Metro Detroit is home to the nation's largest concentration of Arab Americans, with a large chunk of them living in Dearborn. That's where Trump met with local residents, many of whom are upset with the Biden-Harris administration's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Even though Dearborn's mayor did not meet with the former president on Friday, Trump received endorsements from officials in two other Muslim-majority cities during a visit last week. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Kalamazoo, Michigan.
One influential Christian pastor says Christian voter turnout will be vital if Donald Trump is to be successful in North Carolina next Tuesday.
It has been calculated that for Trump to win in North Carolina in the 2024 election, there will have to be an evangelical turnout of 74,500 out of its 1.1 million registered Christian voters.
Pastor Jack Hibbs is pastor of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California. Ed Donahue reports on Trump's latest comments about Liz Cheney.
Trump had earlier said, let's put Cheney where the rifles are shooting at her.
Even in my administration, she was pushing that we go to war with everybody. And I said, if you ever gave her a rifle and let her do the fighting, if you ever do that, she wouldn't be doing too well.
Kamala Harris responded.
This must be disqualifying. Anyone who wants to be president of the United States who uses that kind of violent rhetoric is clearly disqualified and unqualified to be president.
Trump and his allies say his comments are being misconstrued. Trump also said if Cheney was ever put on a battlefield, she'd be the first one to chicken out. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is SRN News. Men are displacing women in sports.
According to a new report from the United Nations, women have lost nearly 900 medals to males competing against them under rules that accommodate transgender athletes. A growing number of female competitors are also suffering significant injuries while playing against men, especially in combat sports such as boxing. Several international sports governing bodies are beginning to place restrictions on men seeking to compete against women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Law enforcement agencies across the country are cracking down on the troubling spread of child sexual abuse imagery that was created using artificial intelligence. Justice Department officials say they're aggressively going after offenders who exploit AI tech tools to create harmful images involving children. Meanwhile, states are racing to ensure those generating deep fakes and other obscene imagery of kids can be prosecuted under their state laws. This is SRN News. Wendy's plans to close 140 underperforming and outdated restaurants this year. The Thursday earnings call this week came after the company announced back in May that some 100 locations would be shuttered. Amazon's after-hours earning report this week was a little more positive. Here's correspondent Lisa Dwyer with the numbers.
Amazon reported a boost in its quarterly profits and exceeded revenue estimates. The company's report sent Amazon's stock higher in after-hours trading. Amazon posted a revenue of $158.9 billion. That's higher than analysts had expected. Amazon says it earned $15.3 billion in the third quarter, also higher than industry analysts surveyed by FactSet had anticipated. Amazon earned $9.9 billion during the same period last year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com.